Time for a little basketball talk, and when we do that, we check in with our friend John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Hey there, John.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Pretty good, thanks. How's your Tuesday so far?
It's great. Always great.
Are you you're getting a little rest, banking some sleep for the coming season, the rush?
Yes. I'm trying to get my last few days of 7 to 8 hours of sleep in now because the 5 and 6 hours of sleep are very much around the corner.
Absolutely. Well, as we get a little closer here, we look forward to a season with great promise after the run to the finals last year. A lot of talk about contract extensions out there, too. Do you see that happening for somebody like a Grant Williams, and would it be a good idea, and what would it take?
Well, you know, it's an interesting kind of situation there. I don't know what the number is going to be and what Grant Williams thinks he's going to demand and what the Celtics value him at. That's going to be an interesting kind of number to see where they settle, if they settle there. I think that it's worth the Celtics waiting if they think that he might be included in a trade. If they think, hey, no, we want to, well, let's lock him up. We're not going to move him. Then they can come to some sort of agreement that usually happens in October if it's going to happen. So I would say for now, let the negotiating happen and we'll see where it lands. But if they think, hey, maybe Grant could be something that a player that could grease the skids for a bigger deal. If he has a really good season this year, and there's a disgruntled star out there that suddenly wants to move that comes out of nowhere, then if you don't extend him, then he just is a high-value guy on a low rookie contract. If you do extend him and you want to trade him, then he becomes the poison pill guy, and that's kind of what happened with the DeAndre Ayton contract that complicated any talks about Kevin Durant. It's what happened with R.J. Barrett's extension that complicated talks with the Utah Jazz and why they went to Cleveland. So the Celtics probably, if they think that that's even a possibility, want to avoid any sort of poison pill type of thing. And I'm not going to bore people with why it complicates things, just that it changes the math significantly. They would probably say, hey, look, we're not going to extend you now. We'll talk again next summer. And there's no risk of him leaving because the worst case scenario, he becomes a restricted free agent. And the Celtics can match whatever offer sheet that's out there. So it might be worth them waiting.
How much financial wiggle room do the Celtics have right now?
I mean, really, it all depends on how much tax they're willing to spend. I mean, they don't have any real money to spend on anybody. We'll have to see if they can get a disabled player exception for Danilo Gallinari. And that'll be about $3.2 million. So if they do get that, then that they'll be able to spend that on a player for, you know, the rest of the season, and you can't sign anybody long term. But that's about it. You can sign players to minimums, and that one exception. And then other than that, it's the traded player exceptions that they have. But the only financial restraint is how much tax the owners are willing to pay. Are the owners willing to pay an exponential tax to bring in a guy? Because if you bring in a player right now that makes $5 million and you're being taxed basically $4 for every dollar you're over, well, that's $20 million in taxes. So your $5 million player is a $25 million player. And so that changes a lot about what you think a player is worth, because who's going to pay $25 million for a $5 million player? It's just a matter of where the Celtics feel like their money should be spent. So wiggle room, not a ton, but they have more wiggle room if the owners say, yeah, go ahead, spend. We feel like we can make it up with playoff gate and all the other stuff.
We're talking with John Corrales on Downtown. Last year in season one, Ime Udoka really focused on the defense, and when he got that buy-in from the players, the season turned around dramatically. What do you think we'll see coming into season two as he sort of expands his portfolio going forward?
Yeah, I think it's really important for him that the Celtics come back and are ahead of the curve a little bit because of that year that they have under their belt. So I think you see the possibility of him throwing in some wrinkles on both ends of the floor. Obviously, the focus is still going to be defensively, but you can see things like more zone defense. I actually would like to see the Celtics mix in a little bit more zone, especially with Al Horford getting a little older, especially with some of these guys who may be a little lesser defenders, and just something that can keep guys from having to fight through every screen and all that. I think preserving guys on that end of the floor with a little bit of zone defense could be helpful. And then on the offensive side, obviously you have a basically a new toy in Malcolm Brogdon. You can tell, let's play with this. Malcolm at the point guard, Malcolm at the shooting guard. Hey, how about Malcolm at the small forward? Let's get nuts. He can really mix in a lot of varying kinds of offenses. But I think also because guys now have an idea of what he's looking for, there's any amount of time that can be saved in camp from teaching guys anything that they've learned already or refreshing guys on things that they've learned already, that time can then be spent on, okay, let's mess around with a lineup with Marcus Smart, Derek White, and Malcolm Brogdon out there. Let's just mess around with it and see what we can get. Let's go super small and throw those three guys out there with Jalen and Jason and see exactly what we're looking at as far as chemistry. And so that kind of stuff is what's going to throw some new wrinkles out there. You know, you do something like that in a training camp, preseason, November, and you just put it in the back of a team's mind. Say, oh, wait a second, they've got this lineup that they toyed around with. We gotta keep that in mind. Playoffs come around, and the Celtics still haven't used that a ton. That's just one more thing that a team has to worry about. And so I think they can play a lot. I think Ime in year two will have a lot of options at his disposal.
For a team like the Celtics, Jonna, is there much that they have to work out in preseason this year?
I mean, there's always something you have to work out, right? I mean, and each guy is coming in every year with a little bit different motivation. Some guys, like Grant Williams, he has a contract extension out there, and if they don't come to an agreement before the season starts, then he has to understand, like, he has to put some of that aside, but he's also playing for a contract. And there's different motivation there. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. You know, Jaylen Brown has two more years left in his contract, but he knows if he makes an all-NBA team that he can get a supermax in a couple years rather than the regular max. And so as a team and as a coaching staff, you have to understand that these guys are coming in with a little different mentality every year. It's not always the same. Even if it's the same players, mentality is always a little bit different. So yeah, there's always something to work out. You have to figure out whose head is where. You have to figure out who has added what to their games. You know, maybe one of these guys has extended his range or added a new wrinkle. Maybe Robert Williams has added a post game or something like that. And there's a little extra to work through there to incorporate that stuff into the game. So there's always something to work through, even if they have really strong continuity, which the Celtics have.
John Corrales, talking Celtics with us. Check out John's work at Boston Sports Journal and, of course, the Locked On Celtics podcast. John, thanks so much. As always, have a great week. We'll check in next Tuesday.
My pleasure. I'll talk to you next week.
You got it.